here's a story from The World.
Violence in the streets of Beirut today, scenes reminiscent of Lebanon's civil war in the 1980s. Today, armed supporters of Hezbollah and the Amal political party demonstrated in a Beirut neighborhood. They were demanding the resignation of a judge overseeing the investigation of the blast that destroyed the port and large parts of the city in August of last year. Then, out of nowhere, gunfire erupted. At least six people were killed. Beirut resident Jumana Zabena witnessed the scene.
So we started hearing like heavy shootings, non-stop heavy shootings. So I immediately took the stairs down to go to the school, and I saw all the parents in the streets, lots of traffic, people panicking, women and men crying because they wanted to reach their kids, and the shooting continued.
Jumana says she picked up her daughters at school to walk them home.
So as soon as we reached home, I put my kids in the corridor in between the kitchen and the toilet. That seemed to me the safest spot in the house. And then quickly packed one suitcase and then immediately left Beirut to go up to the mountains.
A precaution in case of fighting in Beirut continues. With us now to discuss this latest violence is Randa Slim. She's a senior fellow with the Middle East Institute in Washington. What is your reaction to what happened today in Beirut, Randa?
Well, I think partly violence was expected after the demonstration has been called by Hezbollah and Amal. And this is exactly what happened. Now, I don't think any of the parties in Lebanon, including Hezbollah and Amal, want this violence to escalate even more than it is today. I'm hoping that this will be the end, at least, of this cycle of violence.
So this was rooted in the judge who was investigating the port blast in 2020. The armed supporters of Shiite political groups, Hezbollah and Amal, were marching through a Christian area at the time of the shooting. What does that tell us? Is there a sectarian aspect to today's violence?
I do not want to go and say sectarian, because also part of the allies of Hezbollah and Amal are Christian. And so it's not really Christian versus Muslims. It's not Shia versus Sunni. It's and we have to say that all of the political parties, including the Christian party that is accused today of shooting at the protesters, the Lebanese forces, all of the parties have been complicit in opposing this investigation and in trying to force the judge, Judge Bitar, to resign.
So let's talk about this investigating judge. Why are Lebanon's Shiite political parties and armed groups adamant about removing the judge in the Beirut blast investigation?
Well, it is, again, not only the Shiite who are adamant at removing him. This is the second judge. The first judge was removed, again, after pressure from representative of all the parties, Sunni, Shia, Christians. However, this time, Hezbollah have taken the lead in the opposition, and in this case, in calling for the demonstration, although none of their ministers and none of their parliamentarians have been called by the judge to be questioned. Until now, nobody has been accused. All this judge has done is summon some of the former ministers of Amal and the former minister of Merida, an ally of Hezbollah and Amal, for questioning.
Is there concern among these groups that if their witnesses go before the judge, something will be discovered about them?
You know, there is concern that this is a politicized investigation, that they do not trust that this is not going to be biased against them. And the fact that it's mostly the allies of Hezbollah right now who have been called for questioning, Hezbollah is claiming this is evidence that this is going to be a biased investigation and not an impartial investigation. But all the parties do not want the investigation to succeed. All the parties do not want to basically see evidence that the investigation will uncover come to surface. And they have an interest in killing this investigation as quickly as possible.
Evidence of what? Of deep corruption?
Evidence of deep corruption, evidence of neglect, evidence of who brought the ammonium nitrate in big amounts to the port? Who gave the order to keep them stored? Which minister approved it? Which party, like Hezbollah, was, you know, involved in this? These are all questions that all these parties, and particularly Hezbollah, are afraid to find answers to.
So the violence today in Beirut, do you see it as a distraction to the whole investigation or even an attempt to kind of throw the investigation off?
Exactly. And I think this is now where we are. It's no longer, you know, the debate now in Lebanon is no longer about the investigation, is about how to quell this violence. And if the price is going to be to force the judge to resign, and this will be the second judge to resign or to be moved out of the case, I think all the parties will go for it as well. And then the investigation will come to a stop.
That's not going to make a lot of people in Lebanon very happy, though.
It's not going to make the families of the victims who died in the blast happy. It's not going to make a lot of people in Lebanon who really are seeing through this investigation as the beginning to putting an end to cycles of impunity that have, you know, that have plagued political life in Lebanon and holding, you know, all these officials, all of them from all of the parties, accountable.
Randa Slim is a senior fellow with the Middle East Institute in Washington. Randa, thank you very much.
Thank you.